This practice of Tonglen, which is this receiving and giving, or receiving and offering, it's a very deep practice. For some people think it's an advanced practice because of the receiving. We're inviting the difficulty of others into our hearts. It's a practice of compassion. It's a practice, the way it's offered in Tibetan tradition, it's a practice of bodhisattvas, those who want to offer this balm of compassion to the world, those who want to assure that everyone benefits from this beautiful practice. I find it to be a very special practice. And whenever I practiced Tonglen in the past, because sometimes I tend to be, I think, overzealous, I would sometimes take in too much, too much suffering. So I started thinking, how do we do this so that it doesn't feel like it's all in us? And others have shared also that Tonglen is a challenging practice because it's like we're taking in the suffering of others, and you know, we've got our own suffering to transform and to take good care of. And so it's one of the reasons it's considered an advanced practice, because this idea that we have to have transformed a lot of our own suffering already before we can start taking on the suffering of others, right? And that makes sense, right? It makes sense. How can I offer something if in my container, if my container is already full, right? Practical, very practical, energetically, physically, materially, right? So when we practice it, if we know that we're not filling ourselves up, then it may open us to be more spacious. It may open us to think, I can do this. And in our tradition, in Plum Village tradition, we do a lot of touching of the earth, right? We touch the earth and we release to the earth, right? And I practice touching of the earth every day to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and then to the earth, releasing into the earth all that is there, all that is not needed, from my ancestors, from my walk on this earth, and from my descendants. So I feel a very different spaciousness in myself when I do this practice. So the thought occurred, well, if I did the same thing when I'm practicing Tonglen, I bet it's the same thing, because there's no separation, right? I bet it'll also release into the earth. And that receiving from the earth, that transmutation that occurs, that transformation, that balm can also come into me, and then I can send it out. So I started practicing that instead. And I felt this big difference. I didn't feel like I was carrying or even holding anything that I was inviting in. I felt like it was just passing through, right? So this way of extending the element, the healing energy of the elements for us, and then also for others, the compassion of the earth, right? The Buddha said you can throw many things on the earth and the earth receives it. The same with fire, the same with the wind, the same with the water, that it just takes it all and transforms it. And so we can benefit from this transformational energy, this vastness that's right here, all around us, all the time. So touching of the earth for our own selves, whether for a minute, just put aside the Tonglen practice, just for our own selves, practicing touching of the earth with something that's going on for us, a big, something that's really upsetting us, something that we can't seem to resolve. Taking this practice for a week, 2 weeks, where we put aside 5 minutes, 10 minutes to touch the earth and visualize in our mind, releasing it into the earth, and then receiving back from the earth that would transform. So releasing that which is tense and causing suffering, and receiving that which transforms, that brings in the spaciousness. Practicing that for ourselves. And then after feeling the effect of that, how can we practice it with others? So that's really what Tonglen is, really, is we've experienced the healing of it ourselves. And so then we feel that, wow, maybe I can share this with the world, which is what a bodhisattva does. Their only career is to help in the transformation of all beings. And it always starts with us, our own transformation, our own experience of the transformation. So it's not just words, it's not just something we read. This is what we should do. We are only able to practice as a bodhisattva when we are experiencing the benefit of the practice ourselves. So this is why I'm sharing about the touching of the earth, is when we see the benefit of touching the earth and releasing our suffering and receiving from the earth and the water and the wind and the fire, all the elements, right? So it's not just the earth, right? It's like all the elements. So it's like, it's fourfold and more. It's not additive, it's exponential. And letting that move through our whole being. And then when we feel that benefit and we see the benefit, we're lighter maybe. We feel more spacious. We're not as upset. Our tension is not so great. Our pain is not, maybe it's not so tight, right? Because there's been some diffusion perhaps that's happening in the body. And then when we experience that, then we can offer that. And so Tonglen really is the extension of the touching of the earth practice for ourselves. So now we're going to invite in that suffering of others, let our body be the conduit and release it to the earth and the elements, just like we were doing for our own selves. And then receiving from the elements that healing, that balm into our own body. We're not keeping it, we're sending it out. We're sending it out to whoever it was that we were attending to, whosoever is suffering that we invited into the earth. And then in this way, we will become this vehicle, this conduit of healing. And when you think about it, this is what our practice is what the practice is to heal ourselves and heal the world. Peace in myself, peace in the world. And the benefit of the healing of the world also then helps us as we continue to heal. And it's this beautiful interaction, right? The interbeing nature. And so really that's what it is. And the meditation is a way to put it together and practice with it for those minutes. Going through, starting with ourselves, then practicing with someone neutral or someone we love, because usually we know someone we care about, we know that they're suffering, there's something we know that they're suffering with, and then we can bring that into us and bring it into the earth and the elements, and send that energy of the earth and the elements to them so they may heal that suffering. And then practicing with it, with someone we don't know, because the Bodhisattva doesn't discriminate. Their role is to offer this compassionate action to all beings. We start with someone we love, because that's usually more easy, you know, someone we love and we care about. And then we continue to expand, maybe sometimes with a friend, a coworker, a colleague, and then the neutral person. And then when we move into areas where there's conflict, there's more, right? There's more suffering, especially a war zone, a conflict area. And so maybe we start just with that one person or a group, all the children in the area that are suffering, or all the women who are pregnant, who are in the midst of shells coming down around them, and the babies in them, that they may find some ease, that that child may not suffer from the stress of the environment that they're in, or the elders in that area of conflict, or the chronically ill, whether mental or physically. And so you see, we're up in our practice, right? Because we're now taking in more suffering. Yeah. And so sometimes that's why it's okay to just choose one person, one being. And then as we continue to practice this, we can expand it to a group, or we can expand it to the whole region. Yeah. But not for long. Yeah. Like maybe a minute or two. If you notice, when we did the practice, it was a very short time with the areas of conflict. Because even though we're releasing, we still don't want to put a lot of, you know, overburden our compassionate heart. So it's, you know, it's baby steps, baby steps. And we're kind to ourselves, and we notice our capacity. And we also notice if we can do that today. You know, maybe it's a good spacious day and we have the capacity. And then maybe Wednesday, there's just so much going on in the world, in our daily life, that we don't have that capacity. And that practice that day is for ourselves. That whole 5, 10, 15, whatever minutes that we're practicing it, it's all for us. We're releasing that with is in us, the conflicts of the day, the difficult conversation, the thing that's lingering, the pain in the back, the pain in the head, right? Yeah. Or we got some bad news from someone, a loved one, and that they were releasing that pain for them. So there's so many ways that this practice is really benefiting all beings. So we're not just sitting in selfishly transforming our suffering. We're transforming our suffering, and we're offering that transformation, the benefit of that transformation. Now it's able to affect other beings. And we do it as our capacity allows. So we may have a practice, like let's say we have whatever your practice is. I do encourage a practice, a stage, some kind of practice. I often don't say that. And yet the benefit of a stationary practice of some form, whether it's standing in mountain and noticing the body in that form and scanning the body, This coming back inward and closing the sense doors, sometimes it's the only moment of ease that we have, that this mind has, that this body has. And so it's a, it's if it's 5 minutes of a sitting meditation in the morning, or a laying down meditation, or a standing meditation, whatever it is, this moment when we actually close the ear doors, the eye doors, the nose doors, the mouth, and even the skin, you know, the sensation, the tactile sensation of the feeling sensation on skin. And of course, the mind that's always up to tricks. However long that is, trying to practice with that, breathing in and out, and letting the mind rest on the breath, or whatever meditative object, to rest inside. So if we have a 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever our practice is, a stationary practice, maybe we can bring into that practice a few minutes of metta, or a few, we can take turns, one day metta, one day tonglen. Yeah. And you don't have to just do it during, you know, your sitting or your stationary practice. You can be sitting at the red light in the car, and you can see someone. So sometimes I do this when I'm driving, all the trucks that are passing, especially I'm on the highway driving long distance. I say, okay, all the truck drivers that pass, all the trucks that pass, I think, in my mind, I'm taking in whatever suffering you have, and I'm releasing the earth and the water and the elements, and then I'm bringing the balm of ease and sending it to them. And I don't know why I do it with truckers. I think because I have some perception that sitting in a truck for 2 days is a difficulty. Yeah, sometimes I just pick all the red cars, you know. So it can be random, but that's a point, right? It's not, our practice becomes one of just offering balm and this balm of ease to all beings, right? So I invite us into this practice of the Bodhisattva path, the one who wants to offer ease to the world. And play with it, just play with how it might work out for you. And always start with yourself, and always be aware of what the capacity is for you, knowing that we cannot offer out something that we don't have inside to offer to our own selves. So thank you for listening. Marisol back out with this part, and inviting the bell that we can just let all that just roll off of us.